consistency with which we played tonight. I mean, I didn't see this coming. I thought that this evening we put our defense in a terrible predicament with the turnovers, with either touchdowns or the balls being run right back to the point blank range. You talk about playing against a team as good as the Vikings are, and they're a good team that doesn't hurt themselves. They're second fewest penalties in the league, not many turnovers. You can't afford to make any errors. And you come off of 2 weeks offensively where you've scored 31 and 35, and you think you're going to be okay and you're going to be competitive. And then tonight, I mean, I don't know that in the second quarter we even had a first down. As I said, the turnovers started us off on the absolute wrong foot in the second half. Too many times we put our defense in a terrible, terrible position, whether it was the first interception of the third quarter, whether it was the onside kick, whether it was going for it on fourth down and dropping the ball. You can pass it around. The mistake at the end there where they had the long run. I mean, they're running the ball. We know they're running the ball, and we have someone that doesn't fulfill a gap, and the ball comes through, and it's another touchdown. So, disappointed is not the word. I really felt like, we practiced well. We came out here with a full intention, knowing that the Vikings had a lot at stake, and we did too. And then with Saturday night, I didn't think that affected us in any means, by any means. We had talked about that as well, and I had said to our team that, we had an opportunity to play for pride and play to regain some respect. And I think everybody was on the same page. Tonight it's just very difficult for me to explain it, to be honest with you.
How much do you think everything with Odell this week sort of took out of your team, if anything?
I'm sure that there was some factor there, but I don't think we would use that as an excuse. I mean, the guys picked right up and seemed to grasp the idea that more people were going to have to contribute and play well for us to have a chance to win. So I thought that because of that, that offensively, there are a lot of people working all week long and being productive in practice. I think our defense just, tried as hard as they could to be better than they were, the week before. I don't see that as any. Certainly, you miss Odell on the field, but I don't think that was the reason that we didn't play well in support of each other. I had no intention of coming out here and throwing interceptions, I'll tell you that.
The on-field loss of Odell, though, that I would imagine was pretty huge. Some of those interceptions seem like they might have also gone to receivers.
The one over in our sideline with Ruben involved, he did not release in the proper way. I was surprised that because of that Eli threw the ball there. The one after the half, I don't think he saw the defender. I think that the rush was in his way, and he kind of tried to put the ball on a cross-field action, and I don't think he saw the defender there. So I don't know that can be blamed on any receiver.
Do you think because Odell wasn't on the field, Eli was maybe trying to do too much?
I think that I'm not sure that that's the way I would say it. I think that he felt in certain situations that he had to move the ball because of the pressure or the rush or whatever it might be. I didn't think our pass protection was very good tonight. I just didn't. And
Tom, you said tonight you had the opportunity to play for pride.
We did.
What does this result in your gut tell you?
We have 1 week to go. There's some soul searching that has to be done out of everybody's part, players, coaches, me. It's certainly a very untimely thing to have happen to this group of guys, no doubt. And I'll say it again, I didn't see it coming.
Tom, are you worried about your job security?
You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm really not. That'll all take care of itself. But I don't coach worrying about that.
It's the fourth year. We didn't talk to you yesterday. It's the fourth year now in a row without the playoffs. How do you sort of make sense of that?
You don't. It's very disappointing. That's not what you play for. Huge disappointment again.
Do you view that as a reflection on you personally?
Do I what?
You're doing that, the fact that you've gone four straight years without the playoffs?
Do I view that
as a reflection on you personally?
Sure it is.
How you're doing?
Well, I would argue some phrases of that job you're doing part of it, but it's certainly my responsibility, and I accept it.
Do you feel you've been given the talent to?
I'm not going to go there, okay? I'm not going to get on that road.
All right.
Okay.